Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network. The Best Ever You Show is here to help you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products and businesses, real life stories. With this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. And now, here is your host, Elizabeth.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Best Ever You Show. Thank you so much for listening. We've got a great show today. We have Noah St. John joining us. We're going to go about 30 minutes or so. So we'll bring him in just a minute. I want to do a little bitty plug for our sponsor. I love these guys. They're Infinite Universe Handbags. You can visit their website at theinfiniteuniverse.com. And the founder and designer of these gorgeous handbags is Karen Hendricks. She's a founder and designer. And they're just absolutely, absolutely beautiful. They sent me a couple of them to look at and kind of keep, actually. I'm really excited about that. I've got purses for the winter. Anyway, they're absolutely gorgeous, exceptional craftsmanship and beauty and everything about their natural environment. They've got pieces of stone and wood for distinctive color and grain in every purse. And they're just really cool. Each cut of the purse and the leather has a different pattern, making every handbag unique. So it's absolutely beautiful. So every purse you get is unique. So love Karen Hendricks and everybody at theinfiniteuniverse.com. Take a look at their purses. They've got their Spring 2014 Venus collection up on their website, and we're just really thrilled to have them with us here at Best Ever You and the Best Ever You Show and everything that we do. So we'll be giving them a Blue Ribbon Award as well, because I absolutely love these purses, and so all my sisters love them too, and we'll bring that award up onto besteveryou.com pretty soon here, probably in the next week. So I want to introduce our guest. I love this. I'm just going to go ahead and read some. I don't generally read, but I'm going to go ahead and read this. Think about this for a minute. Did you know that asking a new kind of question can immediately change your life? That's why I'm reading this, because it's a question and it can immediately change your life. My guest today is going to show you how to instantly change your life using a simple method he discovered called affirmations, and that's affirmations. And with us we have Noah St. John. He's the author of the amazing new Hay House book called The Book of Affirmations, Discovering the Missing Piece to Abundant Health, Wealth, Love, and Happiness. And we've got his website, which is affirmationsbook.com. That's affirmationsbook.com, if you're following along on the Internet. And if you want to call us and ask a question, sometimes people shy away from that, but if you want to call us, it's 714-868-0220. We could probably take a few questions. And the really neat thing about this is he's going to teach us how to do this and talk to us about his wonderful book. And I guess this practice just takes 5 minutes a day. So, Noah, are you with us? Hello, hello. How are you today?
I'm great, Elizabeth, and great to be here with you.
Yeah, thank you for being with us. Can you tell us what affirmations is? Because everyone's really talking about them. And what are they, and how did you discover affirmations?
Well, and I appreciate you asking that, Elizabeth, and I just want to make it clear for everyone that we are saying a new word here for most people. It's affirmations, not affirmations. So she's not saying it wrong. It is a new word for many of you listening here today. So just to take you back briefly, I grew up poor in a rich neighborhood, and I know that sounds funny to say, but I grew up in this little town called Kennebunkport, Maine, and which happens to be one of the wealthiest communities in New England, but my family was dirt poor, and I mean that literally. We lived at the bottom of this dirt road in a drafty, unfinished house, and I remember my parents arguing all the time about money and the fact that we didn't have any. And so, I saw from the time I was very young this dichotomy between the haves and the have-nots. The haves was everyone else, the have-nots was my family. So I learned from a very young age that, there was this thing called money and wealth and success, but, I didn't know what it was or how to experience it. So I didn't have anyone to teach me. I didn't have a mentor, teacher, or anybody who could really help me there. So I just went to the library. And I went to the library and started studying books on personal growth and self-help, all the classics like Dale Carnegie, Napoleon Hill, Wayne Dyer, Stephen Covey, and all the classics that we know and love. Well, fast forward many years later to April 1997, And I was a 30-year-old college student. I was broke. I was divorced. I was frustrated. I had probably less than $800 to my name. And I had all of my worldly possessions in this little dorm room that was so small, if you stood in the middle of the room and put your arms out to both sides, you could touch the walls on both sides. And all of my worldly possessions in this tiny little room. So I said, something is wrong here. What's wrong with this picture? I've been reading all these books. I've been doing whatever. I've been trying to do what they told me to do, but I'm definitely not succeeding, and I felt like a total failure. I remember one night, specifically, I was sitting there. I was very depressed, very unhappy, and I look around my little room, and all around the room were these little pieces of paper that I'd written all these positive statements on. I am happy. I am wealthy. I am rich. I am successful. I'm prosperous. Now, why had I done that? Because every book that I read told me to do that. There was only one problem. Well, there were actually two problems. Number one, I wasn't any of those things. And number two, because I wasn't any of those things, I didn't believe in myself, and I felt even worse. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is even worse.
And how old were you again? So
I was 30 years old at the time. I was 30.
30, okay.
And so, I mean, I've been doing this for many, many years. So I'm like, what in the heck is going on here? I was very – so then I felt even worse, more frustrated. So – went to bed that night, I was very upset, got up the next morning, got in the shower like any other morning. Now, let me pause in the story and just ask you, Elizabeth, and everybody listening, did you ever have those moments in the shower where you just sort of have those aha moments, those epiphanies that happen in the shower?
Absolutely.
You ever have that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we've
shower,
all had that.
Shower, bathtub.
So.
Yeah, I think everybody
yeah,
does
exactly.
Stupid thinking in the shower or bathtub.
Yes, it's so true. And so in the book of affirmations, I call it the shower that changed everything. Because that's really what happened. On this particular morning, it was April 24th, 1997, and I was thinking about all these things that I just shared with you, and all these thoughts rattling around in my head, and I started thinking about, why is it that I've been using these statements, and I'm still not getting the results that I want in my life, and what is it going to take to believe in myself? There's got to be a missing piece. What's the missing piece? And so I just asked that question now, and I started to think about it, and I said, no, wait a minute. What are we talking about? Well, we're talking about beliefs, because when we want to change our lives, we know that we have to first change our beliefs. But what is a belief? Well, a belief is a thought. Well, what is a thought? And I started to think, what is human thought? And human thought is the process of asking and searching for answers to questions. And let me prove that to you. I want to do a fun little exercise here with you, Elizabeth, and for everybody listening, just play along. It'll take about 5 seconds. So I'm going to ask you a question, Elizabeth, and then I want you to see what happens. All right, here's the question. Why is the sky blue? Why is the sky blue?
Now, my answer is just is.
Right, okay, but listen. Here's the fun part of the exercise. What just happened in your brain?
Probably nothing almost.
Well, actually, no. What
yeah,
happened
same
was
old, same old, same old, same old, same old. Basically, you know what you
your
know.
Brain,
yeah.
Yet your brain started the search for the answer. It automatically started the search. Even if you don't know the answer, it's like a computer searching its files, right? Your brain is like a huge computer, right? A computer searches its files or a Google searches the Internet, right? And so basically your brain went, the sky is blue because, I don't know. But it's looking,
know.
Right? It automatically yeah. did that, didn't it, right? And so for everyone
yeah.
listening, isn't that true? That's what happened. So I said, wait a second. If the human mind is automatically searching for answers to questions, why are we going around making statements that we don't believe? Why don't we just cut out the middleman? And I said, well, let's see. What would that look like? Well, let's see. Let's take a classic affirmation or positive statement. So a classic positive statement would be, I am rich. Right? You say, I am rich. And what does your brain say?
No,
well, you're not. Right?
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
rich. Yeah.
I saw, exactly. In the book, that's exactly what I call it the yeah, right response. It's the yeah, right response, right? He goes, yeah, right. And I do that. I do this experiment in my seminars and my coaching with my coaching clients, and that's exactly what they say. They go, yeah, right. So now, what the traditional teachers have taught us, the traditional method is, well, just repeat your statement 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 times until you believe it. Now, remember, there's nothing wrong with the statement. There's nothing wrong with the affirmation. What's wrong is that we don't believe it. So basically what we've been taught is to pound your brain into submission using these statements. You with me? Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, and also there's what bugged me about those. You know, I love them as well. You know, I have deep respect for people who do those, but also, there's no real action. know, you can talk to yourself till the cows come home, mm-hmm. but if you don't do something about it, then you're spinning your wheels, really. It's like, I'm rich, I'm this, I'm that. But if you don't do something,
you got it. And so what happened is, so then I said, well, wait a second. If that's the statement and we tend to not believe that statement, what would the question be? So the statement is, I am rich. Your brain says, yeah, right. So what would the question be? Why am I so rich? Now, when you ask that question, what starts to happen in your brain? You start to search for the answer, right? Just like when I did the exercise a moment ago with you, why is the sky blue? Your brain automatically searches for the answer. Now, we all know about the law of sowing and reaping, right? As you sow, so shall you reap. But what are we sowing? Well, we're sowing seeds of thought. But what are most people doing? Sowing lousy thought seeds. Why am I so broke? Why am I so fat? Why can't I lose weight? Why can't I make any more money? Why does nothing ever work out for me? Why is there more months left at the end of the money? Right? Now, when you ask lousy questions, what do you get?
Lousy.
Lousy
more
answers,
lousy,
right?
Probably. And lousier. Right. You're like, oh, yuck. Especially if you ask that
and
string of questions. You know, most people ask that exact string of questions all in one day. You know what I mean? You start on your morning going, why am I, you look in the mirror and go, why am I so, or you don't even ask the question, you just go, I'm fat, and then you proceed through your day, and I'm like, and I have no money,
right.
And I have no, you know, by the end of the day,
exactly.
You're like, well, I'm useless. It's a bad day after day if you do that.
You got it. So lousy questions lead to lousy answers, and that forms a lousy life. Now, nobody does this on purpose, but nevertheless, you're probably doing it. Many people are doing it unconsciously. So I said, wait a second. What if instead of asking lousy questions that lead to lousy answers and create a lousy life, what if we flip the whole thing on its head, start asking empowering questions that lead to phenomenal answers and form a wonderful life? And as I was standing there in the shower, April 1997, I said, holy cow, I think I just invented something. And so I had to give it a name, and the name that I gave it was Affirmations, AFFORMATIONS. And as you mentioned, that's why the website is affirmationsbook.com, where you can actually download the first chapter of my new book from Hay House called The Book of Affirmations, Discovering the Missing Piece to Abundant Health, Wealth, Love, and Happiness. Get it absolutely free at affirmationsbook.com.
I love it. And in fact, when you first came across my computer, I'm like, I think he has a typo. It was really funny.
Right.
And I think I programmed the show even into Blog Talk Radio with an I, and I'm like, no, he means affirmations. And I'm like, what is that? That's cool. And I've intentionally not found out what it was to get to this point so I can discover it with our listeners as well. So I have intentionally not researched you at all. In fact, this is the first time I'm pulling up these questions to ask you or, you know, and so forth that, you know, that we're talking about. So I kind of put it away. I'm like, that's really interesting, but I don't want to spoil it and ruin my own discovery process because that's just clever. I love it. I mean, I absolutely love it. It's awesome.
Thank you.
And I was thinking affirmations with Hay House, and so it touches on that, but expands on it, so it's totally cool. Does that talk about like a belief, like you use these words, the belief gap? Is that kind of what you mean, like the belief gap? Because stuck is a place a lot of people feel. Stuck, mm-hmm. it seems like stuckness sometimes even hits classically in your 40s. I don't know what that's all about, but stuck. Can you feel stuck at any age, stuck any place, stuck anywhere? What's stuck? I'm going to veer off here. And what does stuck mean to you? People are feeling stuck.
What I look at is the opposite of what we want. So what we want is what I call in the book the abundant lifestyle. So in an abundant lifestyle, there are four elements: time, energy, relationships, and money. Those are the four things that we humans want. Now, of course, we want them in a myriad of different you know, manifestations. Not everybody wants the same thing, of course. Somebody wants a blue car, the other person wants a red car. Somebody wants to live on the beach, somebody wants to live on the mountain. So it doesn't matter what you want per se, but what we all want, all humans, is an abundance of time, an abundance of energy, an abundance of relationships, healthy, happy, good relationships, and, of course, an abundance of money. And so all of those four things together create what I call the abundant lifestyle. So being stuck, therefore, is not feeling like you have abundance in any or all of those areas. And so when we look at the belief gap, that's one of the things that I show you in the Book of Affirmations, is that is what, in fact, is keeping most people stuck, is your belief gap. So remember, the problem is not with the statements. The problem is that we don't believe the statements. So what affirmations do is they engage the what psychologists call the embedded presupposition factor of the brain. Now, all that means is your brain is hardwired to search for answers to questions. That's why I just showed you that fun exercise. It takes about 5 seconds. Notice that's why at the top of the show you mentioned that using affirmations can help you manifest what you want in less than 5 minutes a day. Let me give you one example. We have over 24 different case studies in the book of real people. People just write me all the time, Elizabeth, from around the world and just say, thank you, Noah, for giving me the missing piece and sharing their stories with me. One of the stories that's in the book is from a fellow named Brandon out in Salt Lake City, and he came to us. He was, you know, very smart and motivated and talented, and, you know, he was really driven, and he's an insurance salesman, and he was making about $1,500 a month in sales. Not very good. I mean, he was really struggling, and, you know, but he'd spent over $30,000 on all these different self-help programs and motivational and money-making and so forth, but he was really stuck. And so a friend told him about affirmations, you know, heard about me, and Brandon got my book and some of my other online programs, and he started using them. Well, what happened is, long story short, in the first 30 days, his sales tripled. And by the end of that year, his income had increased by 560%, meaning it had increased by more than five times. In fact, he started earning six figures a year, and he was actually named Agent of the Year. So affirmations enabled him to go from that really stuck place to a place of a lot of abundance.
I love that. All from a book.
Well, yeah, and taking action too. I mean, yeah, you know, you got to read the book.
Yeah,
but yes,
you
do have to take action. This isn't, you know, it's not magic. And that's what I say to people all the time. You know, you can't just sit there and think good thoughts. For example, you know, like I want to lose weight, and then you keep eating junk food and never exercising and expect to get the results that you want. So, yeah, of course you have to take action. But what happens is most people are unknowingly fighting their own brain. They're fighting their beliefs that says, I can't do it. I'm too old. I've made too many mistakes. Nobody from my family's ever been successful. Or I didn't go to college, so I probably can't do it. Or whatever it is, that's what I call your head trash. We all have different head trash in our brains that says, here's the reasons why I can't do what I want, make more money, lose weight, find love, be happy, have peace, sleep better, quit smoking. We've had people use affirmations and achieve all of those things and much, much more. That's one of the reasons that I give you those 24, you know, unique real-life case studies in the book, and also over 400 unique affirmations in all areas of your life, from money to well-being and health and spirituality and overcoming addiction and just being happy. I mean, that's what it's really about when you get down to it.
Can we give people a little gem here? We have a lot of people on Best Ever You who turn to us to help them lose weight and things. That's not what we're all about, but it's a portion of what we do. What would a question be that someone could ask themselves to help them start the process of releasing weight?
Absolutely. So one of the things that you want to look at is, what is it you want to do? All right, so what is the end result that you want? Now, for some people, it's, I want to lose that extra 10 pounds. Some people want to lose more weight. Now, one of the big issues that I've learned when working with coaching clients with weight loss and health is that the issue, ironically, is not losing weight, but keeping it off. 100% of the people that I've asked who want to lose weight, I ask them a very simple question. Have you ever been successful in losing weight? Every single one says, well, yeah, I have. Then I said, well, what's the problem? They said, well, the problem is I can't keep it off. I lose it, and then I get it right back. And I said, well, gee, what's that about? And then when you dig down, you realize it's your habit. It's the daily lifestyle habits that basically you get back to the way that enabled you to gain weight. You know, you do good for a while, but then you just slide back.
We're
all familiar with the yo-yo diet, right? You go up and down and up and down, okay? And so that's what happens. So, for example, in the book, another story that we talk about is Cecilia from Florida, and she had actually been called obese since she was a child. She was labeled obese as a child, and she just could never lose the weight. Well, she, tried every weight loss program on the market and really wasn't successful. She just couldn't keep the weight off. And what happened was she found Affirmations. Again, a friend told her about me and about my books and programs, so she got the book and the programs and started to use Affirmations. What happened was she lost 163 pounds without diet, any special weird dieting or without surgery. Yes. There was no surgery involved. 163 pounds, but here's the key of this story, which makes it so inspiring, is she's kept it off for 3 years, ever since she's been using Affirmations. She's kept it off for the last 3 years, so she has not gone back and gained the weight. So one of the affirmations that you can use, for example, is, why is it so easy for me to lose weight? Why do I love eating healthy? And so, again, you focus on what it is that you want, and then you're retraining your brain to ask these empowering questions. And I use that word empowering very specifically because everyone listening to this program, every one of you has so much more power than you think you do. But what's happening is because you're asking disempowering questions, you are literally disempowering yourself. Like, why am I so stupid? Why am I so fat? Why can't I do anything right? Well, when you ask that question, guess what? Your brain's going to find the answer.
Well, no, yes, like you have to go around and go, why am I so smart? It's just contrary to what, I don't know why we're programmed that way to say, why am I so dumb? Why am I so fat? Why, it's like, why am I so skinny? it's like, this sounds genius. I have a client that I'm helping lose. She's losing, it's about 120 pounds. And so that's just a really nice question. I'm gonna have her listen to the show and listen to that story and listen to the question because it's just genius. I love it. But it really is a brain reprogram. I mean, it really is to ask yourself, why am I so smart? It's like, wait a minute. And when you say that, what do most people think? When I ask you that, when you say, why am I so smart, what do you say? What's your response? I'm just curious.
For me personally, if you're putting me on the spot here, I was, what I've done here, and just to take you back to the original story and, put a bow on that, when I discovered Affirmations that day in the shower that changed everything, I was a 30-year-old, broke college student. I was actually a religious studies major. So I had no training in business, marketing, sales, accounting, nothing. And but prior to that, and I share that story in the book too, I was a professional ballet dancer. So if you look in the dictionary under two ways to not make money, that's what you would find. ballet dancer and religious studies. Come on.
No.
And so I had no idea what I was doing. And I share the story to hopefully inspire people. Because, I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea. Remember, this was 1997. This was a decade before YouTube and social media and all this. Google was about a month old at the time, seriously. So, this is, ancient dinosaur times in terms of internet years. So we were actually the first personal growth company that was actually formed on the internet. I didn't know that at the time, but that's what actually happened. My point being is that, I just took one step at a time and, I just had this mission, this vision that I wanted to teach people around the world about affirmations. Well, now, we're in 178 countries. We've had tens of thousands of people, write their success stories in. And, so our goal here at Success Clinic is to, by the year 2020, we call it our 2020 vision, is to create 1,000 new millionaires using affirmations and, my other programs that I have, and also teach 10 million people around the world how to use affirmations by the year 2020. So we call it the affirmations revolution. So for those of you, who are excited about this, like Elizabeth is sharing now, get excited. So again, go to affirmationsbook.com, download that free chapter, and definitely get the book. And by the way, we do have over $500 of bonus training when you get the book at AppFormationsBook.com. You just put in your order information, and I'll send you, you know, up to $500 worth of bonus training absolutely free. That, you know, that's just part of our 2020 vision, Elizabeth, is to share this with millions and millions of people around the world.
Yeah, I love it. And, I didn't know what it was at first. I'm like, okay, affirmations. And I get nervous sometimes when I have guests on who are like, yes, I can help you make money, or I can help you be a millionaire, or, you know, that type of thing, because you never know what they're going to say. It's like, yes, you can flip houses. You can do this. You can do that. And right. This is not that. And I want to make that very clear to people. This is a way of thinking. And you teach people how to take action. It's not something that you're selling other than a book, and maybe you're coaching and things like that. But there's no magic formula that you follow to. You know, do you know what I mean? All the things that are out there, the money making things that are out there. Can you sort of address that a little bit? Because that people get hesitant when you know.
Oh, of course.
When you talk
Absolutely.
About things like that, yeah.
What. One of the things that we've seen over and over and over, Elizabeth, in my company, which is Chest Clinic International, is that, you know, people come to me after they spend $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 on every self-help money-making program out there, and they're still stuck. And why is that? Is it because the programs don't work? No, I'm not going to say that. I mean, you know, most of the programs out there are pretty good. I mean, they are all right, you know, most of them. You know, of course, there's some weird people out there, but that's,
sure,
you know, whatever.
Yeah.
My point is that what most people have never been taught is what you just said, which is how to use your brain. And there's an old phrase that goes, wherever you go, there you are. Right?
There you are.
So
what I
like to say is wherever you go, there your brain is. You know, your brain tends to follow you around, in case you hadn't noticed. So the
Hopefully,
point is you can be taking, you know, you can be, you know, let's say you buy this course online or whatever, or go to a seminar, and it's really, really good. And it's, you know, and even if it is how to flip houses or make money in real estate or network marketing or whatever, they're all pretty good. I mean, you can pretty much make money with all of these things. But the problem is they don't tell you how to think, how to actually believe in yourself in the first place. So what happens is you get the thing, you're all excited, and then after about, you know, 7 days, you're like, oh, man, this is pretty hard. I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to have to do that. And I don't think I can do that. You know, I'm pretty tired and all. You know, and you start that head trash. See, that's why I mentioned that earlier. It's the head trash that really is the issue. So the irony of what you're saying is that we have helped people already make over $55 million, add $55 million in new revenues in their companies, whether it's network marketing, whether it's insurance or banking or chiropractors or software engineers. I mean, we've just helped all people across the board and also kids. You know, love affirmations. For those of you who have kids or grandkids, we've got 7-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 13-year-olds, you know, working and using affirmations, getting better grades, sleeping better, feeling more confident about themselves. I mean, imagine how the world would change if we could teach everyone how to use affirmations and use their brains properly instead of fighting their brains. Can you literally imagine? We literally would change the world. And that's why we call it the affirmations revolution, because it's a revolution of thinking. And that's what we really need right now at this moment in human history.
Yeah. I was told before we had this interview that you would be one of my favorite people. And not because – and Aww. It's very interesting, but they said, you guys will be lifelong friends. And I'm like, okay, I'll trust that.
Aww.
It's very funny because we think alike. The person said, you guys think alike. And I just think it's very interesting because I'm just a huge fan of positive – You know, I don't spend my energy going, oh, you're fat and ugly and old and do-do-do-do-do, and, you know, and everybody knows that. I think it's really important, too, that you just mentioned a whole lot of things that aren't money, and that's really powerful, too, because you mentioned that there were four areas that we spend a lot of our energy in, time, energy, relationships, and money. So money is just a little tiny part of that, and this program – affirmations will really help you with whatever you find that you want to change, whether it's more time, more energy, different relationships, money, and things like that. So I think that's really neat, and that's kind of what you talk about, an abundant lifestyle. What does that mean to you? Like, many people say that affirmations are the missing piece to an abundant lifestyle. Why is that, and what is an abundant lifestyle?
Well, what's so funny, you know, again, the title of the book is The Book of Affirmations, with the O in there, and the subtitle is Discovering the Missing Piece to Abundant Health, Wealth, Love, and Happiness. And the reason that we call it that is because I've been teaching affirmations, as I mentioned, since 1997, online and, you know, with my seminars and coaching and books and so forth. And what happened was we just got people from around the world who just kept writing me and saying, thank you, Noah, for giving me the missing piece. This is the missing piece I've been looking for my whole life. And they just kept writing that over and over and over. Thank you for giving me the missing piece. So I said to my team, and I said to the Hay House, when we published the book, I said, I think we should call it the missing piece, because that came from our clients, that came from our readers from around the world. So it literally was very organic the way that it happened. So, you know, looking at an abundant lifestyle, I'll just go back to those four things that I mentioned a moment ago, the time, energy, relationships, and money. And so when you look at all four of those elements, one of the things you can do right now, again, for everyone listening, just very quickly, is you can just sit, take out a pen and paper, and write down time, energy, relationships, and money, and rate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10 in all of those areas. How many times a day do you say, I'd love to do blank, but I don't have the time? Or I'd love to do X, but I don't have the energy? Or I wish I could grow my business, or I wish I could, you know, get a better job or get a promotion, but I don't know the right people. And I'd love to spend more time with my family and take more time off, but I don't have the money. Right? So any of those areas that you feel stuck, that's where you need to attend to. And going back to the book, that's why we have, I call them the 10 major areas of life. So every, you know, we start with health and well-being, because if you don't have your health, nothing else really matters. Then we talk about money and abundance and wealth, because 76% of the people who come to me say that money, and, you know, is their number one frustration right now, which is obvious looking at the world out there and the economy and so forth.
Yeah.
So, you know, money is a big frustration for millions and millions of people. So we want to get you off of that, you know, paycheck to paycheck and, you know, having debt or whatever it might be. And again, we start with your thinking. We start with, so you stop fighting your brain. And then, you know, we move on to overcoming addiction or sleeping better, just being happy, family relationships, you know, spirituality, and just, you know, all the areas of life. We have over 400 unique affirmations to help you. And, of course, you can write your own. These are just ideas to help you, you know, after working with thousands and thousands of people around the world. So, really, when you look at that abundant lifestyle, that's why, you know, when I mentioned a moment ago that we've helped people add over $55 million in new revenues over the last few years, the reason we say that isn't because money's the most important thing. We say it for two reasons. Number one, most people are really worried about money, and that's causing a lot of stress, and that can cause health problems and relationship problems and all the other stuff. But secondly, money's just very easy to measure. You can point to it and say, look, hey, that's pretty awesome. You know, we help somebody make more money. It's kind of hard to point to them and say, well, we help them become happier, you know, even though, of course,
yeah,
it does. You know, and the weight loss and things like that. It's just, it's an easy yardstick to say, wow, this thing really works.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does law of attraction fit into this? And some people listening in the audience might not be well versed in the law of attraction. I'm not seeing how the law of attraction relates to this exactly, so maybe you could explain that a little bit too.
Sure, absolutely.
I think that's my question.
Well, so,
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So listen, a lot of people saw the movie The Secret, which was about the law
right.
of attraction, and they said, well, listen, if you just sit there and think about money, money will pour in from the sky. Well, I'm not sure what planet that works on, but I would move to that planet in a heartbeat, because on the planet Earth, we have to do this annoying thing called work to get the results that we want. So now, and I'm not speaking out of school here, because if you notice, in the Book of Affirmations, John Assaraf wrote the foreword for the Book of Affirmations. John Assaraf was one of the teachers in The Secret. Also, people endorsed the work is basically everybody who was in The Secret. Jack Canfield, Neil Donald Walsh, John Gray, Joe Vitale. I mean, we just have endorsements from everybody who was in The Secret. And so the point is, I'm not speaking out of school, all of those teachers know fully well that you have to work to get the result you want. What the law of attraction has been bastardized to be is sit there, think about what you want, and what you want will come to you. It absolutely does not work that way. And so now, let's be clear. There are many times, let's say you're thinking about, you know, your Joe, and Joe will call you all of a sudden. Oh, and you say, oh, just thinking about you. Okay, well, is that the law of attraction? I mean, I suppose you could say it, but it's not going to happen that you sit there thinking about, you know, a new car or money or health or whatever, and it just magically happens. This isn't magic. It's science. We live on the planet Earth.
It's more like
Earth,
a wand. And,
well,
like
right,
a little magic,
I mean,
wand.
The genie comes out of the bottle and blah, blah, blah. I mean, that would
here's
be awesome.
Your, here's your Lamborghini.
yeah, that'd be awesome, man. But, you know, what I teach my coaching clients is that $20 bills tend to not walk down the street, knock on your door, and say, hey, can I come in? Now, if they do that where you live, I'm moving to where you live.
I'm moving. I was thinking, can I hang out with you? If they have little legs and arms where you are, I'm going.
Exactly, because on the planet Earth, where most of us live, it just doesn't work that way. So, listen. The point is, you know, they just kind of took it a little too far, and they made it what we all want to hear. We all want to hear that you just sit there, think about it, and magically it all comes in. Well, yeah, that'd be great, but it doesn't work that way, unfortunately. So the point is, you have to take action, and you mentioned this earlier, Elizabeth. Of course you have to take action. This isn't magic. It's science. The point is, that, let me just put the exclamation point on this. You're already using affirmations anyway. Every single person listening to this program and every person on planet Earth is already using affirmations. You just don't know it yet until you hear me, you know, or read the book. The point is that most people are using them in a very disempowering way, like, why am I so dumb? Why am I so stupid? Why am I so fat? Why can't I make any more money? You're actually doing that. Now, of course, you're not doing it on purpose, but nevertheless, it is forming in your brain. It's making firm in your life, and it's giving you the life you don't want. Now with affirmations, when you learn how to use it, again, it just takes 5 minutes a day, and you actually create the life you want faster, easier, and with far less effort.
Let's talk about fear, because I'm big into helping people overcome fear. And I'm sure you encounter this all of the time. That's great. We've got affirmations. We've got everything. But I am terrified to take action. What if I, and I'm playing devil's advocate here a little bit, but what if I do actually come on that radio show and talk about my book, or what if I do write a book, or what if I do some coaching? Uh-oh, I might fail.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
So have you ever been on a zip line? Have you ever tried zip lining? Have you ever done that, Elizabeth?
I actually have not. It's on my list of things to do. I've actually not done that. I can say
right.
I have not done that. I've done a lot of things, but not ziplining yet.
All right. And I know a lot of people have, and some people have, of course. Okay, so on my honeymoon, I used affirmations to meet my beautiful wife, Babette. So I affirmed her,
awesome.
And she actually affirmed me, which she didn't really know she was doing. But that's how we met. So on our honeymoon, one of the things that we did was go ziplining through the rainforest. It was pretty amazing. So when you go on a zipline, you go up this long, long mountain trail. At least that's what we did. And we go up this long, long mountain trail, and then you get on this, you know, platform, this little wooden platform, and then there's this little wire that looks like it won't hold a cupcake, let alone a human. And you go, and it's going off into the distance somewhere, and you're like, are you kidding me? What? Are you nuts? I mean, this is insane. But then, you know, what happened was we had this, you know, these pretty big guys there that were there to, you know, be the guides. And so one of them just kind of goes off in the distance, and, he didn't die, I guess, because he's on the other side. You really can't see him. He's like, okay. Anyway, so there's that moment where you're on the platform, and it's like you're going to step, and your brain is saying to you, we're going to die. We're going to die, you know, and it's just terror. And what happens is you take the step and you zip and you don't die, and it's awesome. And it was like, wow, it was so exciting. And then, of course, you can't wait to do it again. Now, any of you zip line know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, trust me, it's awesome. It's just so fun. So, look, there's
my
point of the story.
Yeah, my kids have all done that.
Awesome. My point of the story is there's always fear. You know, every new step, every new experience is always fear. Of course it has to be, because fear comes from what you don't know. Fear is that emotion that was designed to keep us safe, to keep us not dead, you know. Don't go near that lion. He might bite your head off. Okay, great idea. You know, so the point is, for most people, though, fear is one of the main things keeping you stuck. What if I do that and I fail? You know, all those things that you just mentioned. So the point is, there is literally every step is always fear. So the point is, it's not, most people are waiting until they don't feel afraid to take action. that's totally backwards. It will never, ever happen. You will always feel afraid to take that step. So that's what I'm saying, is that using affirmations is one of the ways that we teach people, you know, in my coaching programs and, you know, online programs and so forth, is you cannot ever wait for fear to not be there, because it will always be there. The point is that you can just handle it and realize that, okay, just like stepping off that platform in the zip line, yes, it's going to be that moment of sheer terror sometimes, but, you know, when you're taking appropriate action, you know, there will be someone there to catch you.
Yeah, I always think when you make yourself really good and uncomfortable, in a safe way, of course, there's growth. There can be just such tremendous growth. And sometimes you go, okay, well, yeah, I'm never going to do that again. And sometimes you go, oh, my gosh, why didn't I do that like 20 years ago? Hello? You know, there's all these different responses. And sometimes you do really go, okay, yep, that's not for me. But until you – I'm not a big fan of the word try. I think you kind of either do or don't. But totally agree with you. There is, generally speaking, always fear. I remember the first time I did this radio show, I'm like, okay. And I felt like I was talking into whatever planet, you know, where the $20 bills walk around. I was on that one, you know, talking into vapor, you know. And I'm like, okay, nobody's listening, you know. And I'm like, I might suck. I have no idea what this is going to go to. And without taking that very giant first step, we wouldn't be on all the downloads we are. You wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have met you. There's so many cool things that happen when you, you know, I've been doing this for 3 years, when you just do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You got it.
It's action. So let's talk about, I don't know how much more time you have. I've got, do you have a little bit more, maybe like 5 or 10 minutes more time to spend with
us? Sure.
Okay. Sure. So let's talk about creating an abundant lifestyle in 28 days or less. How can we use affirmations to do that? Because it would seem like this could be a lifelong process, but you're kind of saying, okay, you know, maybe in a month you can change your life a little bit.
Well, or a lot. I mean, that's what we've really seen is people really making huge strides using affirmations. So, you know, one of the first things is that you set that goal. What is it that you want? Okay, so what do you want is it? And you can do it in any area of your life. What we always say about affirmations is wherever you point it, you're going to get results. All right, so if you point it at money, you know, it can help you make more money. If you point it at weight loss or health, it can help you get healthier. If you point it at relationships, it'll improve your relationships. So you got to choose where you point it. Now, you can do, you know, many affirmations, or you can just do a few. And, I mean, you know, we have many, many tools to help you use these affirmations. And, for example, one of the tools that we have, when you go to affirmationsbook.com, remember, you can download the first chapter for free, and then when you get the book, there's over $500 of free bonus training. And one of the trainings is that what we call our I Affirm audios. So what happened was people started to write to me from around the world, and they say, no, I love your affirmations. I read them all the time, and I want to listen to them throughout the day. Do you have any audio programs? So I decided to create these audio programs called I Affirm audios. And what that means is that you just download these I Affirm audios, and you can put them on your MP3 player, your iPhone, your iPad, whatever, and you can just play them throughout the day. You can just, even if you want to go old school, you can even burn a CD. You can listen in your car, at the office, at home, while you're eating or exercising, while you're working, relaxing, while you're writing your emails. Even many of my clients listen to their iForm audios while they sleep. And what it does is it reprograms your subconscious thought patterns while you're busy doing other things. You don't even have to be paying attention, because what it'll do is reprogram your subconscious thought patterns while you're not even paying attention. For example, we had a guy named Robert from Chicago, and he wrote to me, and he said, Noah, I downloaded your iForm audios on Ultimate Wealth, and he said, I've been listening to them for the last 3 weeks, so less than 28 days, actually. I've been listening for the last 3 weeks, and I just closed my first $1 million client. And
love it.
And he literally said in his email, he said, you know, this never would have happened if I hadn't learned how to use my brain the way you taught me. So, I mean, just incredible, incredible results can happen like that. I mean, that's what we've seen from many, many people around the world. So the point is, you've got to understand what it is that you want, and then start using these affirmations, start affirming, and then you do need to take action. It's very important that you take action. Remember, this isn't magic. It's science. Your brain is doing it anyway. But, you know, it's not going to happen just by you sitting there. You do have to take that action. And, yeah, a lot of times there will be that fear, but that's one of the great parts about using affirmations is that it really actually helps you deal with that fear and overcome it so much faster and easier.
Do you ever help people with the action steps or you know, point people in a direction of, you know, this might work for you better? Or is that the kind of coaching you do, or does it stop with the question? Like,
well,
if somebody comes to you and says,
I
you know,
do.
Noah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like if I said, you know, Noah, I would love to make Best Ever You a $10 million business or whatever. Mm-hmm. Can you help a person with the action to help that go in the right direction?
Absolutely. And that is our coaching program. So, for example, a lot of people out there are coaches or want to be coaches, and we have what's called PowerHabitsCoachAcademy.com. So if you go to PowerHabitsCoachAcademy.com, actually, there's free mind maps and free videos that you can watch there, along with, you know, my Power Habits Coach Academy class that is happening starting in January, where we actually have an early bird special right now, an early bird discount, I mean, at the moment that we're recording this, Elizabeth. So, again, Power Habits Coach Academy for those people who want to be coaches. We also have Power Habits Academy. So my two main flagship programs are affirmations and power habits. What power habits are is the habits of highly successful people that they're doing unconsciously. They don't know they're doing these things, but these are the invisible, hidden things that highly successful people are doing that, in fact, causes them to be very successful. I've had the opportunity to interview 100 millionaires and multimillionaires, and in every case, they're doing these things without realizing it. In other words, I'll ask them at some point in our interview, did you ever notice that you do so-and-so? And what they'll do is they'll pause and say, yeah, you're right, I do that. I never thought of that before. So what does that tell you? It tells you they're unconsciously competent. So that's what I do with Power Habits Academy and with Power Habits Coach Academy. I train people in my Power Habits system and, you know, enable them to be one of my certified Power Habits coaches. So that's, you know, just a couple of our programs. And, of course, I do have high-level mastermind programs for people who want to get to that 7- or 8-figure level, you know, like you mentioned, taking, you know, the program to a $10 million level and so forth. You know, one of our clients came to me. I was actually speaking in Los Angeles. I was walking off the stage, and he came to me and he said, Noah, I want you to coach me because I'm totally stuck. I'm only making $4 million a year. And I said, wow, okay. A lot of people would like to be stuck at $4 million a year.
$4 million a year, yeah, like the
Exactly. He said, no, you don't understand. I own a software company. We got to $4 million in revenues really fast, but we've been plateaued for the last 4 years. We've just been flatlined. We haven't had any more sales or, you know, haven't had any growth. He said, as soon as I heard you talk about, you know, power habits and affirmations and your foot on the brake and head trash, everything you just said, I knew you're the coach I've been looking for. Long story short, I coached him. And in that year, after being stuck at $4 million in revenues for the previous 4 years, his company went from $4 million to over $20 million in sales, more than six times growth in 1 year. And what's amazing about that, Elizabeth, is that, you know, 90% of what we worked on was the head stuff. It was what I call the inner game. Not, you know, we didn't look at customer service or marketing or sales. You know, that's all very important. You got to do all that. But 90% of what was really keeping him stuck was this head stuff that I've been sharing with you today.
Love it. And was it also people in his company that you helped too, or just him? I'm curious if you
I just coached the CEO, and then he kind of like brought it out to everybody. But that really was it was a huge difference maker, you know, for his company. So again, for those of you saying, well, that's great, I'm not making $4 million a year, I'm not making $1 million a year. It doesn't matter. I've had people come up to me, Elizabeth, at my seminars and say, no, I'm totally stuck. I'm only making $40,000 a year. And I've had people come up to me and say, no, I'm totally stuck. I'm only making $4 million a year. So the amount of money really is irrelevant.
Everybody.
The fact is, exactly, you know, is about really using your head properly.
Yeah. Okay, this is a personal question. You can pass on this if you want to. But you were talking about, all the way at the top of the show, you were talking about Kennebunkport, Maine. I can't remember what you said. I'm from Falmouth, Maine. I'm here in Falmouth right now. I love Maine. Do you remember, go back to being a kid and so forth, and go back to all the things that you did up to the point where you were 30 and had this, you know, great idea in the shower. Were there clues along the way to being 30 that you missed? That you didn't pay attention to, or that you knew all along and ignored? Did you ignore your gut? How did that go for you, if you look back?
I don't really understand what you're asking me. What are you asking?
Well, like, you know how sometimes people, like, when they're six, they go, I'm going to be a writer, and then they, you know, end up doing something completely different when they're 35. Was there something in your childhood where you always knew that you would be doing this at one point?
Yes,
this
I,
is a really...
Okay. Yeah, I always wanted to be a writer. By the time I was actually reading before I was 2 years old, believe it or not. And I mean,
yep, me too.
My mom was a teacher. My aunt was a school teacher. So, you know, and my parents are very well read, very well versed. There was always a lot of music and you know, reading and books in our household. So I just love books. I always love books. And as I mentioned, I grew up in the library. That's just where I, you know, stayed. Mm-hmm. I just love reading books. And so, yeah, I always wanted to be a writer. I just made a commitment, you know, and then later on when I was in college the second time, you know, I was actually studying, as I mentioned, religious studies. The person that I was really trying to emulate was Stephen Covey, who, as we know, you know, wrote The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and he was really my inspiration. I actually got to interview Stephen Covey before he died, and that was in 1996 when I was still in college. And it was such an amazing experience for me. He was so warm and friendly and humble, and just he was awesome. And he was exactly what you would have wanted Stephen Covey to be. And I just never forgot that. And he was just really my inspiration and still is. I just, you know, am trying to, you know, keep going with his legacy because he was just such an inspiration mm-hmm. to so many millions of people.
Yeah, I'm Stephen Covey trained. I can kind of tell. I've been following everything about him too for years and years and years. Never got the chance to interview him, but you know, we've got you. It's close. Definitely close. So, yeah, I can tell there's a lot of Stephen Covey in everything you do. It's just neat. Anything else before we go? I know there's a I'd love to mention your website again, affirmationsbook.com. Do you want to talk about that one more time? Because it's a great website. And then your other ones, too. It'd be great if you could just give us a rundown on everything one more time.
Sure. So affirmationsbook.com, remember how to spell that, affirmationsbook.com, affirmationsbook.com, get the first chapter free. And then when you go to affirmationsbook.com, you'll also, when you order the book, depending on how many you get, you know, you get one copy or three or up to, you know, 1,000 copies. If you want to have me do a keynote for your company, those of you who own a company, I'll come in and I'll actually pay my own travel when you buy 1,000 copies of the book. You know, so that's the big kahuna. But, you know, that's affirmationsbook.com. Our main website is noahstjohn.com. That's my name, N-O-A-H-S-T-J-O-H-N, noahstjohn.com. And there's a lot of great free information there. You know, I've got videos and articles and lots of great things like that and great ways to connect with other affirmers. That's what we call ourselves, people around the world who are part of the affirmations revolution. We call ourselves affirmers around the world. So really, those are the main websites. But definitely go to Affirmations Book and get that free chapter.
Yeah. One final question. Have you always been such a wonderful speaker as well? So many people are terrified to speak. And like when you ask them about the book they've written this fabulous book but can't really talk about it. You know, they don't have their you know, they – it's funny how that happens sometimes. Do you go through courses to learn how to speak, or has that always been a gift? Because you can tell it's just such a neat gift you have.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, as I mentioned, my family was really a musical and dramatic family. I actually was on stage before I was 3 years old because my father had a performing company. He was the manager of a company there, a theater company in Kennebunkport. And so my brother and I would get on stage and do Ernie and Bert routines from Sesame Street. And so from a very young age, I learned that being on stage means, oh, I get attention and applause. So, yeah, I just always loved speaking and being with people. So, yeah, that's definitely a great thing that I enjoy a lot.
That's funny. I said family magic shows. <That's funny. laughs> Get around and watch me do magic. It was a horrible thing.
That's right.
Anyway, all right. Awesome to meet you. Hello, Babette. Wonderful to hear about your wife. That's really cool. And I don't know that I'll ever go ziplining, but I watch my kids zipline a lot. I have 4 boys, and they're zipline crazed, so that's cool. But really awesome to meet you. Thank you for being on the show. And affirmationsbook.com, everybody. This is Noah St. John with us, and we just thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
All right. Take care, everybody. Have a beautiful day. And visit us, please, at besteveryou.com. And please visit Noah's website at affirmationsbook.com. That's affirmationsbook.com. And I also want to just give one more shout-out to our sponsor, The Infinite Universe. Their purses are awesome and amazing. They're just absolutely beautiful. They're like little works of art when they arrive to your house. And that website is theinfiniteuniverse.com, and Karen Hendricks is the founder of that. You can find them on Facebook and Twitter as well. So thank you, everybody, for listening, and have a beautiful day. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.